This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This will be Daf Tzadi Tes on the Beis, part one. Part one. The beginning of the Mishnah discussed the case where the son of one's daughter-in-law got mixed up with one's own son. Ha'isha Shinasara Vlad Bevlad Kalasa and the ramifications of that. Now we're two lines in the bottom on Tzadi Tes Samad Aleph. Koyhenes Shenes Ariv Vlad Bevlad Shivchasa. Koyhenes, that her son got mixed up with the son of her maidservant. So basically now you have a mix-up between a Koyen and an Eved. Now, one thing they have in common is they could both eat Truma, but for very different reasons. A Koyen could eat Truma inherently, and an Eved could eat Truma, because the Eved of a Koyen is, we had earlier in the Masechta, is Kinyan Kasvay. So they both could eat Truma. Harei Oichum et Truma. They both could eat Truma. One as a Koyen, one as Eved as a Koyen. And V'cholken Chilek Echad Begayren. They could both come to the silo and the threshing floor and get a piece of truma together. In other words, if one of them comes and says, "I'm a kohen," so then the Yisrael could say, "Get lost. Maybe you're not a kohen. I'm a zochav avaraya." And if the other one comes, he could say, "Get lost. You don't deserve truma." But when they both come together, they get one chilak. The einon mitamin lemeisim. They can't be mitamin to meisim because one of them is a kohen. Ve'enon noisin nashim. They can't marry. They can't get married. Bein kasheros, bein psulos. You can't marry a kosher woman because maybe you're an eved. You can't marry a pasul woman because maybe you're a kohen. Basically, there's no woman in the world that's mutter both to a kohen and to an eved. Higdilu hataruvais. If they grow up. Now, there is a way to get out of this situation. V'shichuru zeh, one of them freed the other. In other words, the Kayin's father died, so this Kayin, one of the two people here is the owner, and the other one is the Eved. So they free each other. This way, one of them now is a Kayin, and one of them is a free slave, like a ger. So now we say, noisin noshim royis kahuna. They both could get married, but they both have to marry a woman who's fit to kahuna, meaning they cannot marry a grusha. Ve'enon mitamin lemesim, and they're not mitame to mesim. They're not mitame to mesim. Why? Because one of them's a kohen, and therefore misafek, each one's a kohen, they can't be mitame to mesim. Ve'im nitme'u, if they do become tame, in soifkin arbam, they won't get malchus. Aye, what do you mean? Maybe he's a kohen, yeah, but maybe he's not a kohen. You can't give someone a malchus misafek. L'chayra, more than that, you can't give malchus because ein. You can't give malchus because you can't warn misafek. Okay. So v'im nitmeu, if they became tamei, ein soifkin arbam, ve'ein on oichlim b'tshuma, they can't eat tshuma. Why? In the beginning of the Mishnah, they were able to eat tshuma. In the beginning of the Mishnah, they were able to eat tshuma because one was a kohen, one was the eved. But now, one's a kohen and one's a ger. So they can't eat tshuma. Now, what if they did? Normally, if a Yisrael eats tshuma, he has to pay a keren and a chaymesh. V'im achlu, if they ate tshuma, einon mishalmin keren v'chaymesh. They do not pay a keren and a chaymesh. Why not? If they ate tshuma, they don't pay a keren and a chaymesh, because each one could say, why should I pay? I'm the kohen. I'm a tzmechaber of araya. Ve'einon cholkin al ha-goyren. They cannot divide on the goyren, even together. And we'll have to see why. Ratoisu says in the third Toisu, afil yavo yushnem al ha-goyren. V'yidnu. V'yisnu, they stipulate, if I'm a kohen, give it for me. If my friend's a kohen, give it to my friend. No, they don't do that. Why? Because we're afraid the one that's not a kohen will come liday takala. Okay. Umoichrin es ha-truma v'hadomim shalohem. They sell the truma and the money belongs to them. Why? A koyin esi mafrish chuma. However, a koyin does not have to give it, he could eat it. So they're mafrish the chuma, and when the koyin comes to take the chuma, each one says, what do you mean? Maybe I'm a koyin, why should I give it to you? Now they can't eat it. So what they could do is they could sell it and the money belongs to them. And ve'enon cholkin b'kodshei hamikdash. They do not divide kodshei hamikdash. In other words, if the hides of kodshim, they do not get. Ve'en cholkin b'kodshei hamikdash. They do not get a share in the kodshim of the mikdash, like the hides of kodshim. Ve'en noisnim lohem kodshim. We don't give them kodshim. Rashi says that means... Which one is the Kavah Chomer from Truma? Ain't Noisam Kachim?
If they don't get Truma, then obviously they don't get
Kachim. Saying it's obvious that they don't get Kachim because we don't even give them Truma. Okay, I hear. Rashi has two Pshatim. We'll see both Pshatim. It could be the first Pshat that we don't give them Kachim. You're right. If the Pshat is we don't give it to them, so then... It's pashut. We don't even give them chuma. Certainly, we don't give them kalchim. Zu ve'ein tzarach loymar zu. Maybe. Okay, and then we say ve'ein on cholkim. Ve'ein moitz. What's that? Ve'ein on cholkim b'kodshei hamikdash. Okay, so again, we they sell chuma. The bunny belongs to them. They don't get kodshei hamikdash like the oiros of kalchim. Ve'ein on cholchim. Ve'in noisam kodshim to be makriv. Ve'in moitzian shelohem miyadeyem. And let's say they're chayiv to bring a carbon chatas, or an asham, or an oila. We don't say, oh, you have to give it to the anshe mishmar, to that the avoida and the hides belong to the anshe mishmar, because each one could say, I'm a kohen. And a kohen has the right to be makriv his karbonis whenever he wants, even in a mishmar that doesn't belong to him. Rashi quotes a pasuk, and the avoida is his, and the oir is his. Like the pasuk says, ve'ishas kadashav lo yiu. And these taruvos, Rashi says, since one of them is a kohen, bezin cannot be moitzi mi'adam against their will and give it to the anshe mishmar, but rather they're makriv their karbonis. And now what happens to the meat? We give them the meat, but they can't eat it, and they could give it to whoever they want. Or they could appoint any kohen they want to be makriv of the carbon. Or they hold on to it until whenever they want to give it to the anshe mishmar. So that's the first pshat. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Ein moitzian shalhem yadam, that we let them do the avoida. We don't give them to be makriv. But if they want to be makriv, we don't take it away from them. Then Rashi brings another pshat. Rashi's second pshat is, which Rashi says is ikar, is, you know what it means, ein oislehem kodshim? Not to be makriv. Kodshim refers to... So, Rabasi, according to the first pshat of Rashi, then that would be an answer to your question, because ein cholkim b'kodshei amikdash, ein noisim lem kachim means we don't give them kachim to be makriv, to do the avoida. And ein moisim miyada means if they want to do the avoida, we don't take it away from them. But according to the second pshat, l'chayra, you have a kasha, because the second pshat, ein noisim lem kachim, is, let's say, we don't give them a bechar or cherem, but we don't take it away from them, because they could say, I'm a kohen, or by gabe charamim, a kohen can't be machrim in the first place. Then, upeturim min azroya min alchayim. They're exempt from the forearm and the jaw. Umin akevim from the stomach. These are various matnas kahuna. Now, they don't have kedusha. It's just monetarily it belongs to the kohen. But so therefore, we don't give it to these people because they're a suffik kohen. And however, they themselves, since a Kayin is exempt from these matanois, they do not have to give these matanois because they could turn to the other Kayin and say, maybe I'm a Kayin. Now what about a Bechar? U'bechayroi yehei roya ad sheyestayiv. His firstborn, he should pasture until it develops a mum. Says Rashi, even at the time the Beis HaMikdash was standing, why don't we force him to give it to a Kohanim to be makriv? Because Allah is a Bechar, you have to give it to a Kohen to be makriv, and the Kohen eats the Basar. Now, they can't give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen give them back the Basar, because the meat of a Bechar could only be eaten by a Kohen. So basically, we have no choice. They can't be forced to give it to the Kohen. They can't let the Kohen be makriv and take the meat back. So basically, the only choice is they let it pasture until it develops a mum, and then they can eat it. But the halacha is even a Bechar bar mum you have to give to a Kohen. That's only a monetary right, and regarding monetary rights, you could say Hamer's Meisel Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. But regarding all other halachos, we say V'noisim Olav Chumrei Kohanim V'Chumrei Yisraelim. We give them the stringencies of Kohanim and the stringencies of Yisraelim. Zok the Gemara. Mesu Haksherim. This is going back on the Seifa. In a case where the daughter-in-law's child got mixed up with the woman's child. So the Mishnah talks about two cases. If the ones that got mixed up died, so we say b'nei hakala chotzen v'lo miyabmim because it's safegeshes achiv, safegeshes achiyaviv. And then it talks about a case. What about mesu hakisherim? So we call them kasherim. If the kasherim die. Now, we understood kasherim meant the ones that are vadai, the son of the daughter-in-law and the woman. But why are they called kasher? The ones that are mixed up, there's no issue of mamzerus or disqualification. So why would we call one set, why would we call definitive ones kasher? Are the other ones not kasher? Ask the Gemara. Are the ones that got mixed up puzzle? Amra Papa, Ema, say what it means is Umesu Havadoim, the definite ones died, not the Ksherim. Now we'll just do until the two dots. In a situation where the definitive ones died and the Taruvais are the ones who are eligible for Yibum or Chalitza. So the halacha is that to the B'nai HaZakena they do Chalitza and Ayibam. And because to the B'nai HaZakena it's either Safeg Eshes Achiv or Eshes Achiyaviv. And therefore since she might be your aunt, you don't do Yibam. But to the B'nai HaKala, one could do Chalitza and the other one do Yibam. Why? Because it's either your niece or it's your sister-in-law. Either way, it's somebody who you're allowed to marry. So the Gemara just picks up on the fact that first it says you do chalitza and then yibum. Why do you first do chalitza? Here, let's just get straight. Do you understand, Rabbi Yisai, why in this case first you do the definitive ones die, so the brother the Mishnah says that if the Kesherim die, which the Gemara says means the definitive ones, so to the son of the Zakena, meaning to the wife of the son of the Zakena, you do Chalitza and Ayibam. Why? Because either she is my sister-in-law, or I might be the son of the daughter-in-law, or she's my aunt, so I can't do Yibam. On the other hand, if to the wife of the son of the daughter-in-law. So the halacha is you could do one does chalitza and one does yibam. Why does one do chalitza and one do yibam? Why are you allowed to do yibam? You're allowed to do yibam because this woman might be my sister-in-law. And if she's not my sister-in-law, it's because I'm the son of the... I'm not the son of the daughter-in-law, I'm the son of the mother-in-law, and then she's my niece. So why can't I just do yibam straight? Because I can't do yibam straight. Because she might be my niece, and if she's my niece, she's zakuk for yibam, and I'm marrying Yavam al-Ashuk. So first you have to do chalitza, and then you do yibam. So to that, the Gemara says, Dafka michlatz v'hadar yivume. First you do chalitza, then you do yibam. Al yivumi bereishala. You can't do yibam first. Why the kapaga b'yivam l'ashuk? By doing yibam first, you're being paigea to yivam l'ashuk. Okay, this is what we're going to hold tonight. Tomorrow we'll finish it up bli nether, b'ez Hashem, and have a good rest of the night. Kol tov. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. We're doing the second half of Tzadi Tesem and Beis. The Mishnah said if two people got mixed up, a Kohen and a Ben Shivcha, and we know that either of them are allowed to eat Shuma, they're allowed to eat Shuma, but it's not like an Eved could go to the silo, the threshing floor, and say, I'm entitled to Shuma, meaning he's allowed to eat it if it's in the pantry, but he can't go munted as someone who is, you could give Shuma to L'Charchila. So the Mishnah said that the daughter of a Kohen and a Eved that got mixed, the son of a Kohen and Eved that got mixed up, so the Mishnah says that they take one chelek in the Goyren. Says the Gemara, chelek echad pshita. Of course they only get one share. Why would they get two shares? The Eved doesn't have the capacity to demand a chelek. So the Gemara says, ema chelek ke echad. They get a chelek together, meaning they only could get a share if they're both standing together. But if not standing together, then the giver could say, get lost, maybe you're not the Kohen, maybe you're the Eved. They have to physically be standing there. But let the Eved say, okay, so if it's not for me, it's for my owner. So in other words, why do they both have to be there? Let any one of them say, look, you give it to me. If I'm a Kohen, I deserve it. If I'm not a Kohen, my master deserves it. I'll give it to him. Says Gemara, Tanan, this Mishnah is Kamanda Armein Cholkin Shuma Le'Eved Amkin Rabba Ima, that we only give Shuma to an Eved if the master is standing there with him. Because it's a machloikas. Could you give Shuma to an Eved on behalf of his master, or are we going to be worried that if people see the Eved taking Shuma, they're going to think he's a Kayin, and they're going to attribute him to have pure lineage? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, in Cholkin Shuma Le'Eved Amkin Rabba Ima, you cannot divvy out Shuma to an Eved unless the master is with him. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Yachol Sheyomer, he could say as follows, Im Koyen Ani, Tenu Li Bishvil Atzmi. If I'm a Koyen, give it to me for myself. Meaning, if I'm a Koyen, I'm entitled to it on my own. Vim Eved Koyen Ani, if I'm the Eved of a Koyen, Tenu Li Bishvil Rabbi, give it for my master. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Ein Cholkin Shuma Le'Eved Elam Kein Rabba Imoy, because we'll see what the concern is. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need the master to be with him. You could say, Miman of Shach. If it's mine, then if I'm a Kohen, so give it to me. If I'm not a Kohen, so then I'm going to take it from my master. Says the Gemara, there is a difference in practice. In the place of Rabbi Yehuda, hayumalin mitshuma liyuchsin, they would elevate from someone who ate shuma, they would elevate you to a position of pure lineage. I never thought I would say these words, but we'll see soon when we get to Masechta Ksubis. I think that's the first time I ever said that. But that's a major sugya in the first 20 blad in Ksubis, I believe, on Daf Yud Gimel. Whether mala mi adav chaf, mala mi truma li yuchsin. So, in the place of Yehuda, they would elevate you from truma to yuchsin. And therefore, you cannot give to an eved if the master is not there, because people will say, if he's eating chuma, then he's a miyuchas. In the place of Rabbi Yossi, they would not elevate you from truma to yochsin. So in Rabbi Yehuda's place, where there was a concern they would be mali you to yochsin, it was a problem. In Rabbi Yossi's place, where they didn't elevate you from truma to yochsin, it's not a problem. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik says, Miyamai loy he'adati ela edus echad. In my whole life, I only testified once. Vehelu, and the time that I testified, vehelu eved lukun alpi. Because I testified that an eved ate chuma, they elevated him for kuhuna. Says the Gemara, how could such a thing be? Salkedaitach. The Gemara says, Helu salkedaitach. You think they really elevated him? Hashta now. Behemton shel tzadikim, the animals of the righteous. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yadon, and God does not bring stumbling to them. Tzadikim atzman lo kol shekein. The righteous themselves all the more so. Meaning, you think Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, Hashem allowed this mikshal to take place through him, that they mistakenly elevated an eved to kahuna, but we know God does not even allow the animals of the righteous to consume something improper. We know by the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Hashem did not let the donkey eat tevel. So then would God let a tzaddik stumble? So when I saw this, this did not sit easy with me. Because the rule that Hashem does not let tzaddikim stumble, Tosfos says in many mekaymos, is only God does not let them stumble in eating food. But nobody was nichshol in eating food over here. No, but there was no hachshala in achila, in ma'achalim. There's no rule that God does not allow the righteous to sin. The rule is God does not let them sin through eating, because eating is metamte mesalev. But in this case, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik was not doing something wrong through eating. He was merely testifying, and through that, they would elevate an eved to yuchsin, unless somehow, by testifying that the eved ate truma, then he would be allowed to marry a Yisraelis. What kind of achila is involved? And therefore, Tosfos says that we're not goyris this, because the svar of ha behemten shel tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevil de takala is only God does not let them be nichshal in achila siser. In fact, Tosfos says elsewhere in Shas that we have an instance where somebody once ate before havdalah, and Tosfos says that even in Yanei Achila, it's only a davar asur that Hashem doesn't let the tzaddik eat, but a davar heter bizmanisur Hashem does not necessarily protect from. Anyway, so the Gemara says that what happened was Elaima bikshu lahalos eved lakun alpi. They wanted to, and Hashem ultimately protected, and it didn't come to be. Says the Gemara, what happened? Chaza ba'asid Rabbi Yossi. In the city, in the location of Rabbi Yossi, where they allow Avodim to eat chuma without the master, he saw the guy take chuma. And he testified in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, where they're maleh mit chuma liyuchsin. That's what happened. Va'azal va'asib asid Rabbi Yehuda. Tan Rabbanon, the rabbis taught. Asara ein cholken lehem chuma ve'sagonos. There are 10 people that we don't allow them to collect chuma in the threshing floor, even though technically they might be eligible to eat chuma. Ve'elohen cheresh, a deaf mute. We'll see why. Shaita, an imbecile. Ve'katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah, even someone who's bar mitzvah but doesn't have simanim. Tumtum, someone whose reproductive organ is covered with a membrane. Ve'androgynous, someone who has two simanim. Ve'ho'eved, a slave. Ve'ho'isha, or a woman. Meaning, even the Eshes Kain, we don't give her in the threshing floor. Ve'ho'arel, someone who is a uncircumcised. Now, normal, of course not, an RL can eat chuma, but even if he is uncircumcised because his brothers died because of Mila, Vahatame is someone who is impure. Now, someone who is impure, his family could eat chuma, his children could eat chuma on his account if he's a kohen. Or Vinoise Isha Shena Hagenasoy, or a kohen who ate chuma, or a kohen who married a woman that's not fit for him. And in all the Vikulan Mishagrin Lahem Labatim, all these people we will send to their home, except for a Tame. We'll see why we don't send to the home of a Tame. Or Vinoisa Isha Shenahoyganasai. Or someone who marries a woman that's not fit for him. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it here. Bez Hashem, we'll try to do Daf Kuf next week. Wishing you all a Agutin Shabbos Hagadol. We'll end off with the kash of the Ben Lashri. Why is it that Shabbos Hagadol is called Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah is not called Shabbos Hashuvah? And why is it Shabbos Hagadol is Lashon Zachar, Gadol not Gedoyla, and Shuvah is Lashon Nekeva? I'm not sure what the question is. Shabbos Hagadol is called Shabbos Hagadol because of the word in the Haftarah, Hine Yamim Ba'im, and Shabbos Shuvah is called Shuvah Yisrael. So it comes from the Pesukim in the Neviim. Rabbi Isai, Afrei Lechen, Be'ez Hashem, if you find yourself in Cedarhurst, 6 p.m. Shabbos Gadol Drasha, Kol Tov everyone, Agun Shabbos, Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.